Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on the middle of page 9, about in the middle of number 4. Listen closely as we begin there today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Satan was at one time the holy angel who was second only to God. We read about him in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 19. Now listen as I read this. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Now the king of Tyrus will end up representing Satan here. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. Now let me just stop right there in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, and say this. God had put Satan in charge of heaven's jewelry. And that's some beautiful, precious stones that he's talking about here in this list. And Satan was in charge of that. Now, I'm going to make another statement a little bit later, but let me just say Satan was in charge of that. He says, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipe was prepared in thee in the day thou wast created. Okay, now he's talking about Satan when he's created. God made him in such a way that he not only was in charge of heaven's jewelry, but the tabrets and the pipe speaks of heaven's music. He says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Okay, he had a very exalted place. And understand, he was the covering cherub. You say, well, what does that mean? You know, in the Old Testament tabernacle, there are two angels that are covering over the mercy seat. Well, Satan was such a powerful angel that he did that himself. So God replaced him with two angels. And that's why we read that when Michael, in the book of Jude, contends with him, he tells him, the Lord rebuked thee. So he says, thou wast perfect in all thy ways from the day thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee. Listen. O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Yes, he had a high exalted position in heaven. Thine heart has lifted thee up because of thy beauty. Oh yeah, he was so far ahead of the other angels, he thought, well, they ought to worship me. He says, thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. He was as a bright shining light. He was a son of the morning. He was Lucifer. He says, I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings. And he's talking about hell there, the lake of fire, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquity. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee. And I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. Wow. And they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Well, that's what Satan has ahead of him. Through pride and ambition, as a holy angel, he fell. He wanted to be above Almighty God. He fell, and one-third of the angels fell with him, according to Revelation chapter 12. When he was in heaven, he was in charge of heaven's music. And although we often talk about angels singing after the fall, and we never actually see them singing again after the fall. A lot of times at Christmas time, people will say, and the angels sang, and we talk about the angels singing glory to God in the highest, but really, if you read the scriptures, it says they said, they joined in saying, and even in heaven, when the saints are singing, when the Christians, and those that have been caught up to be with the Lord are there, and they're singing in heaven, and there will be singing in heaven. These angels join in saying, not singing. And that is true in the Christmas story recorded there in Luke. They'd say. If there's one word that describes Satan's mission, it is corruption. That's why, in charge of heaven's jewelry, today we say, Tinseltown. And you think of everything in Tinseltown is corrupt. The most sexual perversions and other perversions and all these things are made that were a beautiful thing. They are corrupted. Isn't it interesting that after Satan's fall, we never hear the angels of heaven, the good angels, singing. And we don't see them wearing jewelry. Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus will have a crown, and they'll sing in heaven. We'll sing in heaven, and we'll have crowns and jewelry. But I'm saying that the angels of heaven wanted no association with the devil, and so you don't see them. You'll see them in white. You'll see them in purity. But you don't see them in jewelry, and you don't hear them singing in the Word of God. They wanted no identification with Satan or even an attempt to identify them with him that were good angels. Now, what they try to do, they try to corrupt the minds of the men so that man will not get saved. But if a man gets saved, then he tries to tempt that man and get him involved with the cares and the pleasures and the riches of this life that he accomplishes so very little for Christ. Especially, he does not want us to bring anyone else to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's the way he works. That is the way he works. And so, he wants to keep people from getting saved. He wants people to go to hell. Why? Because he knows that's the heart of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Satan will do everything he can to corrupt that. That's why so many of your churches today sound like a rock concert, a nightclub, and with all the sin, the smoke, and all the press of the world, and everything that identifies with corruption. You see that in church, and they think it's righteous because Satan has them so deceived. Oh, that breaks our heart. So we believe that there is a Satan. We believe that the Word of God is preserved. So you ask the preacher that. Do you believe that there are demons and the devil? And do you believe that the Word of God and it is preserved for us in the King James Do you believe in the Trinity? You need to ask them these questions. And then on page 9 here of our Building Blocks booklet, we see number 5. We believe in creation. Now, creation is not limited to only the first two books of the Bible, or the first two chapters of the Bible, should I say. And people have the tendency to look at that and just say, well, I can't agree with the Genesis account. Well, actually, if you read through the Bible, you'll find over and over. Psalms 33, we see how the Lord spoke the world into existence. And John chapter 1, you know, and Revelation chapter 4. I mean, we go on about all the various places that speak of creation throughout the Bible. So we believe in creation. It's not limited to the first two chapters of the book of Genesis. Creation is spoken of in different forms throughout the Bible. The creation account given in Genesis is to be accepted literally, not figuratively. There were 7 24-hour days, 6 days of the work, the 7th day of rest. So don't think of those as figurative or allegorical. Those were literal days. Man was created by God in God's image. But now don't forget, God is not a human body. God is a spirit. Now, he took on flesh in Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, but for eternity past, in the beginning, John 1:1 was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So the Word was God, the Word made everything, and John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so God became a man in the person of Jesus Christ, what we sometimes refer to as the second person of the Trinity. So he is a part of that creation. He created. He was a spirit. We are made in God's spirit. You're not a body that has a soul and spirit. Instead, you're a spirit with a soul and a body. This body you're going to put off one day. And that's all right, because if you're saved, you're awaiting the new body. And until then, you're with Christ, because to be absent from the body, and the Bible uses absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. And that's true for the believer, but not for the unbeliever. The unbeliever doesn't go to sleep, his soul, but rather his spirit is in hell, and it's a rich man in hell who was there, not because he's rich, because he wasn't saved. And it says there that he said, I'm in torment in this flame. And so he said what it was, and people don't like that, but that's what he said. He was concerned that somebody go back and warn his brothers not to come to this terrible place.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.